It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Hello, Toots.
Hey, J-Man, how are you?
I'm all right. Well, Kimberly, of course we are live today at the Hen House Market. What's the address here, Miss Kimberly? We're at what street?
87th Street.
Okay.
In Lenexa, not 67th Street.
Well, I asked you. I didn't ask Dennis. I asked Ken this morning, and everybody just kept saying Lenexa. Is 67th Street also Lenexa or whatever? Isn't that Lenexa?
No.
But no one could. They just said Lenexa.
But you always take the wrong exit.
But no one would give me an answer.
I'm always sweating, like watching the clock, waiting for you to get here. When
I'm always sweating
over.
Too.
And this hen house is hopping, and look, it looks like spring.
Oh,
look,
how about the beautiful tulips are out and everything. Well, come on over here right now, because you know what? It's the comfort of food time at your neighborhood Hen House Market. That's right. Classic whole boneless beef tenderloins, only $7.99. Kimberly, have you seen the T-bones, $7.99 a pound?
Amazing, Jasper.
Oh,
amazing.
And of course, you know what's Monday, don't you?
Monday. It's February 20th.
It's President's Day.
Which means...
cherry pie. Cherry pie, oh my.
Cherry pie, oh my.
But you know what that means? That could be our phrase today.
Cherry pie, oh my. Okay.
Cherry pie, oh my.
If you come into the Lenexa Hen House, say cherry pie, oh my to us, we'll give you a Hen House gift card or a Tippins pie certificate, which means...
you get the cherry pie.
That's right.
Tippins sweet dark cherry pie. Locally made every day here at your neighborhood Hen House Market. And don't forget right now, lot of patata, twice baked potatoes. That's right. A lot of potato, a lot of patata.
You say potato.
I say patata. They're new here at the Hen House Market, and I think they'd be really nice with my sticky ribs.
Okay, these sticky ribs look amazing. And you said that somebody, a reader.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook
shopper.
Page. They went there yesterday and they bought the ribs. The photo is better than mine. Sorry, Chrissy. My personal photographer who does all that. But, I mean, the lady made it exactly the way she was supposed to.
Yeah.
Cheers.
And they were succulent.
Oh, fall off the bone. Mm-hmm. But you can get pork loin baby back ribs here, $2.99 a pound. I'm going to have to get me a couple racks, put them in my sugu for tomorrow.
Get
I'm not
going to
do the
a
sticky
couple.
Ribs. Get me a couple of.
Get you a
that's
couple.
Not a, that's not a phrase.
Oh, Jasper, we have so much work to do.
I'm trying, Miss Editor.
You know, we are so happy today. We've got Miss Gina Reardon, who, of course, is No Kid Hungry Casey, here to talk to us about the Midwest Mardi Gras event, which is next Sunday at Brewery Imperial, Ted Habiger's
and
place.
And if my calculations are correct, we're about 4 months away from a bake sale.
Actually, it's now in October.
Oh, well, then we're about 7 months away from the bake sale.
Very good.
I said 4 months because I know Alexander's wedding is in 4 months, so I figured, I get you on that one, but I guess I didn't, lady.
The countdown is on for
that
wedding.
That's right. The countdown is on. And Kimberly, how about tomorrow?
How about the meat shed? Oh, my gosh.
It's going to pop up at the Olive Tree.
That's right. Matt DeMoss, who we're going to be interviewing soon, is going to be demonstrating some charcuterie, and you can sample and shop at this pop-up,
right? Oh, I can't wait. The Olive Tree.
Our friend Mindy Lindemann Riley in Hawthorne Plaza.
Got to go over there. I'll be there.
Your supper club.
That's right.
The
second supper club.
Yeah.
It's coming up Monday. It's Italian street food. And I'm telling you, we're talking rongini's, the Italian rice balls.
Oh,
yeah. We're talking Napolitan pizza, scacciata, and, of course, Sicilian pasta with the eggplants.
Talk to me.
And zeppoles.
I love zeppoles.
And probably Mama's cream puffs. Mama's going to make an appearance, she promised me.
Is she? Uh-huh. Are tickets still available?
Tickets are available. Cousin Marilee said she's going to bring Mama, so you can come see her.
My
How about
gosh.
That? Well, maybe put her in the kitchen and have her bake some of those cream puffs herself.
But I want that reenactment of her slapping the back of your hand with a wooden spoon.
That was about 10 years ago.
It was. And, in fact, you and I didn't really even know each other.
No, not at all.
It was
I
so
was
funny.
Eyeing you in the audience. I said, that lady would be a good co-host.
There you go. And here I am. having fun.
Well, you can get tickets right now. Go online to jasperskc.com or call 816-941-6600. Ask for Tony.
Okay, Slow Food KC, which is growing. I mean, you've got more and more members.
175 members. We're the second largest convivium in the United States, according to my calculations.
That's amazing.
Now, that's a true one. That's not like our 69 million listeners across. I can't always get the right estimate on that.
But March 5th, 2017 is kind of a fun event. Harvey's in Union Station for brunch and then going to the Pompeii exhibit. Which,
how about it?
Have you been there? Have you been through it?
I have not been through it yet. Yeah. No, we had tickets for New Year's and then Alexandra got sick, so we're saving our tickets.
Yeah. And, of course, you've been to Pompeii. I've been to Pompeii, the real Pompeii. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait. This is going to be exciting. And it's going to be a great brunch at Harvey's. So
tickets are going fast, a limited amount. You can go to slowfoodkc.org for those. And the really big news this week, Jay.
Really big show.
Really big news. Do you want to talk about it or do you want
to? I was waiting for the drum roll, but Mark didn't do his cue.
Mark must be sleeping on the job there.
Oh, no, he's still eating some of that chocolate quiche back there in the studio.
We'll talk about that later. James Beard nominees were announced this week. And KC?
This is huge, of course. And all of our friends, of course. Best pastry chef. I love this. Of course, Megan Garrett. She's also from Rye.
Right.
And this is something really unique, though. Manifesto. I like that. For outstanding restaurant. I'm sorry.
Outstanding bar program.
Outstanding bar program.
Blue Stem outstanding restaurant. So and Colby and Megan are up for two.
And Port Fonda.
Port Fonda. Patrick Ryan of Port Fonda is nominated for Best Chef Midwest.
But here's something really unique. 1900 Barker, the first place in Lawrence, Kansas to be recognized. How about that?
Yeah. Taylor Petron. That's
very
cool.
Have you been there before?
You know, I haven't.
Road trip. It's only about 30 minutes from here.
Really?
Let's do it. Yeah, okay. I'll go there once
in
a while.
Let's do it.
I'm going in April to pick some asparagus. So
finally, okay. Only if I can drive, though, Jay. I'm not getting in a car with you again.
You gotta put it in there.
So finalists will be announced in L.A. on March 15th. And, of course, my big question to Colby and Megan.
What is it?
Is Colby, I think, always had like a lucky spoon in his pocket. And Megan had a dress that she wore.
I forgot about it. You got a great memory.
Thanks. So.
Well, Kimberly, today I may have a little sipping to do. How about that?
Sipping bourbon?
Sipping bourbon. How about bacon and bourbon?
Well, there's the drum roll.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Hey, better late than never.
Yeah, you're not lying,
Thank
buddy.
Thank you, Mark. So this is at Knuckleheads, which, of course, is in the East Bottoms.
Exactly. And what's cool about this is there's two sessions today. So you got the 1:30 to 4 and the second at 5:30 to 8. Tickets are around $30 to $50. But come on, it's bacon and bourbon. Mm-mm-mm. You know, that's like peanut butter and jelly there, lady.
There you go. Oh. There you go. And February 23rd, next week, Restless Spirits Distilling Company in North KC.
This is going to be huge because they have a lot of things going on that day. They have like a Burnt Legend blind tasting. Have you seen Burnt Legends?
Yes.
Oh, is that fantastic?
It is fantastic.
It really is something. Even Colby's in that one, in one of the episodes.
So you can go to kcpt.org for more information on that. And
a lot of places are involved in that,
lots.
Too.
And you know what? You know what they just released this week, and
I watched
last night, and we've interviewed her before, Chef Nancy Silverton from L.A., Chef's Table.
Exactly. Alex was just telling me she sits on Netflix right now.
It's
so
amazing.
The younger generation, the millennials, they're in. That's Netflix. That's their ABC, NBC, and CBS.
And CNN.
And CNN.
Yeah.
And not the fake news stuff. We don't want to go into that stuff right there. Yeah.
But no. I watched it last night. Mr. G and I watched.
Really?
Nancy Silverton. She I don't know if you remember. It was tough to get her booked for an interview.
Exactly.
She's camera shy. But, boy, this is worth watching.
But, Kimberly, I don't understand. I told you back then. Why, if she's camera shy, what was hard about getting her on the radio?
Well, she's just an interview shot.
Did you fix your hair? Wait, you got something? I got to take a picture right now. We got to fix our hair. This is a joke between Kimberly and I when we're in the studio.
Is my hair okay, Jay?
You see, you don't understand, my friends. I got a face for radio. So it really doesn't matter to me.
Cherry Pie, oh my, come in. You can win a certificate for Hen House or a Tippin's Pie certificate.
That's right. Celebrating 11 years right on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen with Jasper and Kimberly.
Hey.
What's up, Miss Kimberly?
Hi.
You know, Kimberly, it's always great to be here live at the Hen House Market, and we're here at 87th Street, and I'm telling you, what specials they have going on today.
Lots of specials.
You got to come on out here because I'm enjoying a little bit of that cherry pie.
Oh my.
That's right. It's President's Day weekend. And you know what? That means Tippin's cherry pie plus the three-day sale, the President's three-day sale. That's right. Price is good today through Monday, February 20th. Pork loin baby back ribs, only $2.99 a pound, Kimberly.
Oh, yeah.
Sea bass tilapia. Oh, my. There's your BOGO, Kimberly. Buy one, get one free.
There's my BOGO.
That's right. You were looking for the BOGO earlier.
I thought maybe Hen House left off Kimberly's BOGO.
No, they know better than that.
Boneless beef rump roast, $4.59 a pound, certified Hereford.
Wow. But right now, those 9-inch locally made Tippins apple or cherry pies, only $8 each. So come on by. Join Kimberly and I. Say the secret phrase.
Cherry pie, oh my.
And you will win a free cherry pie for the weekend.
That's right.
Delicious. Or any pie if you want. Doesn't matter. It's a pie certificate.
Or a Hen House gift card.
Maybe you're like Lisa and don't like cooked fruit, so you have to have a banana cream pie.
And I've been begging her since I became your co-host almost 6 years ago to come on the show.
She will this summer because we're doing our special Brookdale fried chicken dinner over the Time for Everything.
You are?
And she'll be making her famous, her little ham pies.
I can pre-book her?
Yes, you can.
All
we'll
right,
get her on
Miss
the show.
Lisa? We'll probably have a choice.
We'll probably have to tape it. It won't be live.
Okay. That's fine.
But live right now, we are.
We are live.
And we have a special guest here today with us.
We're live. Miss Gina Reardon, who, of course, is Catering by Design, fabulous caterer in town, a culinary philanthropist.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to be talking to her after our next interview about Midwest Mardi Gras, which is a great event.
That's right.
Next Sunday at Ted Habiger's new place.
I got a couple weeks ahead of me. I got that next Sunday. Then the following Sunday, we got Slow Food.
Yeah, at Union Station.
That's right. Uh-huh. And tomorrow, I don't know where I'm going to brunch tomorrow. Alex is in town. I wanted to go to Stock Hill, but they're not open for brunch. So
you know, I'm going to have to turn the tables on you sometime soon, Jasper, because you're father of the bride. You've been very low-key.
I know.
Very low-key, which is not like you.
Well, no, and I even told Alex, I said she wanted me to come to the baby shower. Oh, my God. Slapped me like 20 times. She wanted me to come to her wedding shower this weekend.
Her bridal shower.
She said, Dad, just show up. I said, no, Alex, because it's not about me. This is your shower.
Yeah.
If I go to her, I'll have to sign all the graphs and everything like that. And I don't want to do all that kind of stuff.
Okay, Mark, please keep that one for an outtake down the
road.
Oh,
a baby shower.
And
you know what the best? They're probably in the car listening right now because, you know, with the 69 million listeners, my daughter is one of them.
That's right.
Well, Kimberly, we have a delicious snack to talk about right now.
We do. Lots of snacks.
That's right. And we're going to talk pretzels.
Pretzels. And I think they're a little addictive, Jay.
Let's talk about pretzel addictions right now. Take it away, Mark. Kimberly, have you ever been addicted to anything like pretzels or, you know, some kind of a snack?
Jasper, I'm a member of the Carb Addictive. Ooh. I love carbs.
No wonder, I love pretzels. Well, then no wonder you brought this lady in today.
Well, you know, and I'm already imagining how I can dip some of these in some of the condiments I have at home or just enjoy them on their own, of course. We have Pam Hecker or Pamela Joanne.
Can you hear that?
Which stands for PJ's. We can, Jasper.
Okay, I was wondering.
And I'm introducing her. And she owns PJ's Snacks, and she specializes in pretzel addiction. Can I say that, Joanne?
Yes.
PJ?
Yes, okay. You may.
And do people call you PJ or do they call you Pam?
They just call me Pam.
They do?
Yeah.
All right.
I like PJ too, though.
Yeah.
I like that one.
All right.
Yeah.
You came in here and you started off with opening up these packages. I immediately went for the Chipotle.
Yes.
Nice and hot, fiery, but really what didn't burn or anything like that.
No, it's just a nice and warm. Mm-hmm.
And then I went with the ranch. I probably should have started with the ranch first, but then I had a taste of the cinnamon sugar. And you said it before it could come out of my mouth, but Kimberly, you remember when your mom used to make like butter toast with cinnamon toast, you know?
Oh, yes.
We used to call it magic toast.
Yeah, magic toast.
Magic toast. It's a long story.
So we've got a magic pretzel.
Yeah,
magic
this is
pretzel.
Something
Ooh,
else.
I like
now,
that.
I ate enough of that. Then I went back to Chipotle and I started mixing them.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a little dangerous, a little, nice little addiction or obsession.
That's the idea.
So, Pam, your company is less than 3 years old. How did you get your start? Why pretzels?
I had made them for Christmas gifts 1 year, and everybody was ranting and raving about them, gave them to my teacher friends and, you know, all of the mailman and the chiropractor and, you know, those people you want to give, you know, gifts to at the Christmas time. And so they were like, you need to start selling these things. And I'm like, I don't know about that. So my mom and dad came over for dinner one night. I sat out a bowl of pretzels for them, and they started eating them, and they said, "Oh my gosh, these are delicious." And I said, "I know, everybody loves them. They say I should start selling them." And my mom and dad went, "Maybe we should start selling them." And I went, "Okay, let's do it." So we just kind of started looking into making the pretzels and getting it all commercial okayed.
Okay, I don't want to get into trade secrets, but you know when you buy some of these...
Why do you have her pushed up against the wall?
Yeah, exactly. You know when you buy these snacks and, you know, you look at and the bottom of the bag is like full of all the seasoning?
Oh, you're right.
Look at the bottom. There's nothing here.
You're right.
It's all coated on the pretzel.
Interesting.
We do a tumbling type of a motion to get all of the oils and seasonings on the pretzels, and we tumble them for, I think it's about 5 minutes, and then we just kind of let them age for a few days and then package them up.
I picked it up right away, and it makes a big difference.
Thank you.
It really does. Now, the three flavors we already talked about, Kimberly, Chipotle, did you taste the ranch, Kim?
Well, you had me taste them in succession. You had a special little, you wanted me to taste the Chipotle, right?
Uh-huh.
And
then I gave you the ranch. I took over here, you know. So.
Yeah, you did. And then the ranch.
And then
you had me taste the sweet.
Which one was your favorite?
Well, I love the combination. It was kind of like eating, you know, the Topsies three way.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Took exactly. Words
right out of your mouth.
Exactly.
But I love spicy and hot things. So I think I love the Chipotle. I love the smokiness.
Good.
We had a lady in here not too long ago, and you remember Hilga? And she makes this mustard. I'm just thinking about dipping some of these pretzels in that mustard.
That's what I was thinking, Jasper. In my condiment section of my refrigerator.
Really? I got some in my refrigerator.
Truly.
So, but dipping them, you know, in different things or just having a snack on the bar, I mean, would be great.
Yes.
But I'm also thinking something else. A lot of my friends are doing a pretzel breading for their seafood.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, Lent is right around the corner.
Yes.
And thinking of things like that, you know, other ways to use these in different recipes too, but... I don't know. I probably wouldn't have any left if I picked up a couple packages.
What would a tartufi be?
Oh, a pretzel tartufi.
Yes.
Yes, it's salty, it's savory, it's sweet. Tartufo is that delicious gelato.
Tartufo.
And we roll it in chocolate biscottis, or we do some in coconut. But yeah, pretzel.
Ooh, that would
hey,
be good.
I'm calling this bag right here, lady. Sorry.
All right.
I got the sweet bag. We'll give Mark the ranch or something like that over to our producer.
So we're talking with Pam Hecker, who owns PJ Snacks. And what size packages do you order? Did you bring us the big ones?
I brought the 1 pound bags. We do have 2 ounce ones, 2.5 ounce, half pound, 1 pound, 2 pound, 5 pound, 10 pound.
My gosh. So
and if you want more, we'll go even bigger.
I like that a lot.
So you could have this as a car snack, just a little grab and go.
Yes.
Love it. And where can you find?
We have a few local areas that we are have our pretzels in. McGonigal's over at 79th and Ward Parkway, and the store at 66th and Raytown Road. And we're working on some of the other local grocery stores and things like that. We also have them in some bars around the area, too. So,
and, of course, you can get them online at?
At pjsnacks.com.
Now, you do a lot with different events around town also. I like that.
We are going to be starting to sell at the City Market on Sundays.
Wonderful.
And then hopefully going on Saturdays with that.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of the farmers markets, we're finding that's a good niche for us because people like the local and
the artisan,
you know, just the artisan type of a thing.
So this is kind of a family affair. You still have... What, your dad helps you sell?
My mom and my dad. My dad is really the primary salesman. He's out there visiting the bars and, you know, hitting the grocery stores and everything. And my mom does a lot of the packaging, and I do some of the packaging and trying to sell the pretzels wherever I can, too, and helping out at the craft fairs and the farmers markets. And
Well, I know you said you put it out there, and that's how we actually found out about you. You ask your customers, you want feedback, and you ask them, you know, maybe you want some different flavors, let us know. And you have some exciting things maybe coming up soon.
We do. We're looking at trying to do like a chocolate type of one, going on that sweet side again for the springtime. We also are looking at garlic sriracha and looking at...
Sriracha is hot.
Yes, it is. And doing a tahine type of a flavor. So we're experimenting. It takes a little bit of time to get it just right, just like these, because I don't want it to be something people just eat and then go, not so
have
much.
You ever mixed anything else with this, any nuts or anything like that with the pretzels? Just keep it straight pretzels?
We just keep it straight pretzels. A lot of the times people have the allergy reaction to nuts, and so we try not to do
Well, you taste those pretzels on the airplane, and I'm... Forget about it. You know, once you taste these, Kimberly,
oh my
they
gosh.
Are addicting. I'm telling you right now. And like I say, once you start, It's hard to stop. It's pretzel addiction. PJ Snacks. Kimberly, you found another great delicious. Maybe a new addiction for me.
I think so. Like you need another one.
Well, Pam, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Make sure you check her out online again. The website is, one more time,
PJsnacks.com.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you. It's
local, and we like that a lot. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen, celebrating 11 years right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper. We are live from Jasper's Kitchen here at the Hen House Market, 87th Street. Come on over, because I'm telling you right now, you're going to find some hot picks that you've never seen before at the Hen House Market. You could save $3 a pound right now on St. Louis-style pork ribs. Of course, we're celebrating the weekend, President's Day weekend, with the Hen House President's Day sale. It's 3 days only. And Kimberly, those Tippins cherry pies, oh my.
Well, you know, Chris Homily, this is her hen house, the Lenexa hen house. She sent her husband Scott to do shopping.
That's
this
right.
Week.
They were listening and they want a free cherry pie.
Scott came in. He's already checking out.
That was quick. I wish I could go through the store that quick.
That's like a full basket.
No kidding. That was less than like 10 minutes.
I know.
How do you do that?
Pretty impressive. But he won a certificate.
Well, so, you can come on over. You could win right now. There's so many specials here at the Hen House Market. And, of course, you really need to check out the flower shop. You got Starbucks coffee here. What's for dinner? That's right. Go to the store if you don't want to cook. You have the Chinese food here. But more than that, they have all the prepared salads, sandwiches, beef, poultry, and, of course, fresh seafood.
And the cheese department. I love the cheese here.
I got to get some cheese for tomorrow. Thanks for the reminder, Miss Lady.
Didn't we crack a wheel here? What do you
call
that?
We cracked a wheel here, the Parmigiano Reggiano. Yeah, that's right. Good memory. Yes, we did.
Fun.
That was, you wrote a story about the Kansas City Star.
I did. And one last thing I've got to call out on Hen House, the Atlantic salmon fillets.
You love salmon, don't you?
I love salmon.
We just yes, I know you're going to say what.
Chef Pat Legler
just
came in with a sack of smoked salmon that he did.
He was just saying he purchased the salmon here and he takes it home and he cold smokes it. He regular smokes it. He does everything kind of smoking with that salmon. It is beautiful. I'm looking at it right now thinking, go get a fork, Miss Kimberly. Come on.
No.
Well, instead of forks right now,
yeah,
let's just take out the pen and paper, jot this little information down, my friends, because we have a special guest here, and you need to get tickets right now for this. I'm buying my tickets as we talk. I'm telling you right now. I'm
Jasper,
going online.
Don't multitask while we're interviewing.
No. I got my sheets. I know what to say. Don't worry about that. I'm cheating. Don't worry.
Well, you know, I've gotten to know Gina Reardon. I've known her for years, but I've gotten to know her through No Kid Hungry KC.
That's
right.
Getting to know all about
you.
He's in rare form today, Gina.
He is. I'm really excited to be here and witness this in person.
Gina is, of course, a very well-known caterer in town, but I also call her a culinary philanthropist.
She is. That's very good.
Launched No Kid Hungry KC, which, of course, is part of the national No Kid Hungry.
Correct.
And several years ago, of course, a huge bake sale for a couple of years, and then last year, along with the bake sale, she introduced the country brunch.
Oh,
and
my
Bloody
gosh.
Mary Smackdown.
I've never seen a Bloody Mary table in this country like that before.
It was gorgeous,
that
wasn't
morning
it?
Was something. I still brag about that. Lisa wasn't there that morning, and I'm still talking about it. And the food trucks in the backyard.
That's right.
That was an event.
Nancy Smith, of course, of general manager and wine director at and Michael Smith.
Yeah, she was an amazing co-chair, and she brought so much enthusiasm and excitement to the table, and her go get 'em attitude. And we felt like we did a great job together. And afterwards, I attended a culinary event that No Kid Hungry sponsored up in Chicago, A Taste of the Nation, and we had it. We were on the mark with what we did, just kind of going in blind and working hard together.
I mean, the bake sale, not only, and I know we're going to talk about the Mardi Gras, but the bake sale that Saturday morning, having the mayor come there, the TV
with his
stations there.
Yep.
He brought cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
And then we had, Kimberly Baked.
I bought the,
Jasper,
I got the plate from
Kimberly.
I got Kimberly's plate, which my wife still uses.
Mm-hmm. Do you know we had almost, I think we had 24 to 30 culinary professionals baking at that bake sale. Another 24, I call them talented independent bakers. 7 culinary stars in the form of celebrities from town, including the two of you and Mayor
like
Sly
that.
James and Krista DuBille and Jill Silva and Jenny Vergara. Katie Van Lucien. And then we had Next Generation bakers.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was
he
a
was
lot of fun.
Else.
Noah
he,
Belcher.
When the mayor showed up, he was just, with the camera was there, and was just like, he was starstruck.
Those two kids, they were like the mayors. I mean, it was like they had arrived.
I said, come on, Noah, that's just a mayor. Get over here. You can take a picture with him.
But who
don't
doesn't
worry about
love
that cat.
Him?
Yeah, come on.
He's awesome.
Sly is great. So we're going to be talking today about a new event that you are launching.
Yes.
Midwest Mardi Gras. It's next Sunday, the 26th.
Correct. At Brewery Imperial. The latest endeavor with Ted Haberger of Room 39 Midtown and Mission Farms and his partners, Rick Kazchansky, who was the brewmaster from, I think they worked together at 75th Street Brewery years ago. And I'm drawing a blank on the third partner, but they have all the bases covered there. It's going to be a great location for our event. It'll be inside the brewery, and we'll have a tented patio and grounds. Got a live band.
And it's 4 to 8.
4 to 8.
Tickets are?
Available on Eventbrite. Midwest Mardi Gras would be your keywords to type in there. Or there's a link on our Facebook page, which is No Kid Hungry Kansas City.
Yeah, yeah.
Look there, Miss Kimberly. Got my little Eventbrite app.
Okay.
We'll just go to it, and I'll sign up while you all are talking.
I always get scared when Jasper does something while we're interviewing, other than interviewing. But Jasper, good job.
I'm gonna take care of yourself.
Good
I'm trying
job.
To get my
so
tickets.
So what can guests expect to find at Midwest Mardi Gras?
Well, what I really love about the culinary events that we are doing is that they are collaborative. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is collaborative. So Ted Haberger has coordinated a menu with our team of chefs, which includes Debbie Gold, a James Beard Award winner, and Selena Teo, also a James Beard winner, and Food Network. And she's got a host of remarkable.
Boy, you do have a team there.
And then Ryan Brazil from Novel.
No kidding.
And John C. Smith, he was at Pig and Finch, and he is getting ready to open a new place.
That's right.
That's some big news there, too.
So we've got a great team cooking, and the menu is pretty incredible, too. I know you can expect to find a shrimp and crawfish boil outside under the tent. Catfish etouffee, Cajun sausage, chicken rice topped with circulated eggs.
Ooh, with circulated, who's doing that?
Selena's doing that.
Really? With the 60-degree eggs, I'll bet.
Yes. And then Sasha's Baking Company is helping with desserts. They're doing the king cakes. And then we've got Onador's French macarons and smart
just
cookies.
Had those on last week.
Cookies and
I got it, ladies.
You've got to talk about the, of course, the hurricanes that are going
the
to
hurricanes.
Be made.
Yeah, we'll do hurricanes and a couple of other craft cocktails, plus all the beers or a couple of select beers that they're serving at Brewery Imperial, and wine, of course, and the roastery. Not only are they providing coffee for dessert, but their coffee flavored vodka
really
that will be turned into a pretty cool cocktail.
Yeah, and you can purchase the No Kid Hungry Cause Blend, the Roastery Cause Blend.
We'll have some of that available as well,
which is an amazing blend.
Stop the presses. Stop the presses.
Yes.
I just got on Eventbrite. I'm buying my tickets. And there's a deal right now for $100, 2 tickets for $100.
Correct.
So all I do is
can't
hit done. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And there's live music, too.
Live music. Billy Ebeling and the Late for Dinner Band. And I love this. He's got a washboard. I'm so excited that there's
really?
A washboard and a bass and the accordion and, of course, the drums and
no
vocals.
No kidding.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's going to be authentic.
Well, and I'm looking forward now to going with Miss Lisa and Mr. Jasper. But tell me, how much money have you raised since starting No Kid Hungry
we
in Kansas City?
We have raised almost $140,000. So last year, 2016, our team, our goal was $100,000, which was a pretty ambitious goal because the year before we had raised $27,000. And we were the number two fundraising team in the nation.
In the nation?
In the nation. So I wanted to blow that out of the water and set this goal because I liked the sound of it. If we raised $100,000, then it would be 1 million meals, and that's a big
to feed
number.
Hungry kids. Yeah,
right. So we did.
Food insecurity is a huge issue. Of course, it's a national conversation.
Yes, 16 million in the country, and that's one out of every five kids, and those statistics are definitely true in both Kansas and Missouri.
Yeah. And, of course, Sly is a huge advocate.
Yes, he is.
To help end childhood hunger, both here and beyond, which is what No Kid Hungry is all about.
It's not just in our own neighborhoods, but it's our community at large and beyond.
You know, we've got just a minute left, Gina, but people can get involved. Of course, buy tickets to the event next week. They can have their own little mini bake sales in their neighborhood.
They sure can.
I love that.
Kiddos can do it. I mean, it's and Gina will help you coordinate.
Absolutely. The kids that we've had do a couple of bake sales for us. There's been, I think there were three last year.
No kidding.
And they, two or three of them were over $1,000 each.
Yeah.
So,
amazing.
But people have generous hearts and they want to support.
That's a good project. When someone has to do a project for school or, you know, for their badge or something like that, they need sororities, et cetera.
Well, and Ryan and Jenny, who own
Underdog
Wine, they're two little girls.
Correct.
Have had two bake sales.
They have.
Yeah.
And that better be an annual thing because they know how to draw them in. Talent and charm. Both their parents.
Well, Gina, thank you for coming on today.
We cannot
wait to see you. I got my tickets, so I'm all done, Ms. Kimberly.
Thanks, Gina.
I'll see you both there, and I'll have
you
the
will.
Beads. So be
thank
ready.
You very much. I appreciate it. This is Jasper Morabili.
I'm Kimberly Stern.
Talking Mardi Gras. That's all.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen celebrating 11 years right here on KCMO. And today we are here at the Hen House Market on 87th Street in Lenexa.
In Lenexa. We are in
Lenexa. And the secret phrase this week is
cherry pie oh my.
Oh, that's right, because we're celebrating a special edition of Washington's birthday here at the Hen House Market. Of course, Hen House Market celebrates all holidays, but this is a special one because this weekend it's the President's Day sale. That's right, 3 days only. You can come by and get pork loin baby back ribs, only $2.99. Pork tenderloins, only $2.99. How about these? Oh, my gosh. T-bone steaks, only $7.99 a pound.
The T-bone steaks look so good.
I'm going to get a two-pounder maybe.
And, of course, your sticky ribs recipe that uses Good Natured Family Farms honey. And
but, Kimberly, this got me. Are you serious? And I got to talk to Mark about this. Mark Boyer, locally made Tippins pie. Cherry pies, only $8 each to 9-inch pies.
That's a deal.
That is a deal. That's the deal breaker if I'm having a big dinner, I'm telling you right now.
Cherry pie, oh my.
No, cherry pie, oh my. Mark, we got to get this man a pie back in the studio.
We do.
You know, because we're always looking. We have all the food out here. But, hey, Mark had his fair share of quiches and more this past week
studio,
with us.
That's right.
Yeah, we have some good
let's
time.
Let's not paper. Talk about that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have to take any sugar readings today. Well, my friends, Kimberly, you get some of the bestest guests ever.
We know that's not a bestest, word, Godfrey.
It is a word, Godfrey, thank you. But today, you brought in someone special, and already, I mean, he's smiling. Let's get on with this interview, because I'm excited.
Well, I love this guy. You're right. He's smiling all the time. It's Godfrey Riddle, who is Director of Development for Kansas City Friends of Alvin Ailey. Kansas City is so lucky, Godfrey, to have the world-renowned dance company of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater coming back to town March 3rd and 4th.
Absolutely, and we're happy to be here and proud to be part of Kansas City's long legacy with dance.
It's amazing.
Godfrey, I got to tell you, and Kimberly knows me because she's been working with me for a long time. I also thought you were one of the dancers.
Well, he looks like he's very elegant.
So I put a photo on there too. I went to your LinkedIn, but I also put a photo on there. I said, hey, he's here, you know. And Kimberly had to correct me. So I'm just going to tell you how I was feeling earlier and just let you know that it wasn't a mistake, but I did put the photo up there thinking, hey, you know. I have your LinkedIn photo also. I'll even show you that.
Well, I mean, I'm flattered. I'd love to be a dancer. I watch them and envy them.
No kidding. I do. I envy them.
And, of course, we were just talking about Chief Artistic Officer for KC Friends, Alvin Ailey, Tyrone Aiken.
Yes.
Who is such an inspirational man, not only for the kids that he teaches, but just in general.
Absolutely, and I would say that I picked up my dancer vibe from hanging around Tyrone. He's
dancer
an excellent
vibe.
Leader.
No, can you
I
vibe?
Love that.
Yes.
So we need to talk about the performances. You've moved them to Yardley Hall.
That's correct.
On the campus of Johnson County Community College, March 3rd and 4th. There are three performances, 7:30 p.m. March 3rd, 2 o'clock p.m.
on Saturday, March 4th. And then we have our gala performance on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, and there are balcony tickets available. You don't have to go to the gala. You can buy balcony tickets for $50, and then, of course, you can buy gala tickets. But the cool part is that you're on the campus, Johnson County Community College.
So he's got a connection with something there.
The hospitality
program. That's right.
They're doing for the party.
They are, and trust me, it's going to be fabulous. I've been salivating over this menu for the past few weeks.
No kidding.
So you get to work with those professionals. Can you give us a little peek at what people going to the Inspire benefit are going to be able to enjoy?
Absolutely. I have to say I was very surprised to see we're going to have a sushi display and sushi bar, so get ready for that. But we're also going to be featuring a few vegetable crudités. We're going to have a ward-off chicken salad that's going to be absolutely scrumptious. And, of course, my favorite, the beef tenderloin crostini with some horseradish sauce and some basil chiffonade.
Yeah.
So.
And you'll need a lot of food to energize you for the dance party, because it's the Inspire benefit and dance party.
Yes. So the great thing about having the company come is that we have this gala every year to raise support for our education programs. So we educate about 29,000 youth every year through dance.
Are you serious?
In Kansas,
I'm serious.
Now,
that evening, will they be doing any dancing? I mean, like the people who attend, though.
Yes. So the kids are going to perform, and then also all the attendees to the performance get to come over to the Nerman Museum and
can
dance.
I see that museum. I mean, can I see that menu here? So I gotta
absolutely.
Because I know before you dance, you know, you don't want to build up on a lot of carbs, so
kinda
I'm looking
like
at the menu. Yeah, this looks pretty good. Okay, that's pretty good. Yep. The key lime dessert shooters, that's okay. I'm ready for those. And I'm looking at dessert list here, and buddy.
Licking your lips. I can see it.
I don't think I'll be dancing that night.
Godfrey, you didn't mention the desserts.
You know, I'm not a sweets man, so I always skim over those.
You're like my wife. How do you not like – I've never met people like this.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother you.
I guess hanging around all those dancers, I try to stay trim, you know.
But do you ever have like an addiction, like, man, I got to have a cherry pie for the weekend?
I do. I mean, knowing that it's George Washington's birthday, I'm going to have to stop over and get one.
We're going to get you a pie or two. You take home compliments of Mark Morgan Chippins.
Desserts on the 4th from Johns County Community College. Truffles, key lime pie shooters, pettifors, dessert bar squares, lemon curd phyllo tartlets, and chocolate dipped strawberries.
You're holding that list, Miss Kimberly.
I am, and I'm shaking. So let's talk about Alvin Ailey and why you're bringing the companies, why the company comes to Kansas City every year.
Yeah, so one little-known fact is that Kansas City is the only second home in the entire world for this world-class, internationally renowned company.
And why? Why Kansas City?
Well, Alvin Ailey, the man and choreographer, came here in the late 70s looking for a second home. He fell in love with Kansas City, its jazz history, and actually produced a few ballets based on Charlie Parker and some other jazz greats from here. So in 1984, Kansas City Friends of Alvin Ailey was founded, and we've been around working to educate youth and have actually educated just over 1.2 million since our founding.
I had no idea. I really didn't.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And, of course, in a day and age when arts programs are sort of having some challenges.
Absolutely.
It's really, really important to support organizations
and it's
like
very
this.
Important that you, Godfrey, I mean, seriously, you keep this going. You're young. So we have the youth involved still. So it's not, you know, I'm going to watch Netflix or you into this and that. This is, the arts are still going. I mean, this is what it's all about with the young kids.
Kansas City is a vibrant arts community. And let's talk a little more because Casey Friends of Alvin Ailey, you've got 11 different programs, don't you?
We do. They keep us busy over there. So we go into the schools all across the metro with dance. We do dance workshops. We take in performances. We let the kids meet dancers and be inspired by their stories. I think the great thing that gets me up every day is that, of course, we're connected to this world-class dance company in New York, but we also use the power of dance to inspire and change lives.
Yeah.
And that's really what makes my heart sing and makes me happy to go to the office every day.
And it can inspire lives, and it could change somebody. I mean, you have your sports.
Yes.
And then you have the arts like this right here. And when people are involved, first of all, the young students, it gets them going. It gets, I shouldn't say keeps them off the streets, but, you know, away from that iPhone and then the computer.
Out of trouble.
And they're out of trouble, exactly. But they're involved with something. And that's Let me tell you something. That looks good on their resume for school, too.
It does.
So colleges, they look at those things, universities.
Yeah, and our thing, we don't want to graduate necessarily the next world-class dancer. If they go on to dance professionally, that's great. But more than anything, we want to work with these kids from underserved backgrounds to help them be successful adults.
Well, and you know, I was talking to Tyrone Ake earlier this week about that. And again, he reiterated that. They don't have to necessarily be a professional dancer. Mm-hmm. And most of them probably don't. But it gives them the foundation to find a successful path in life.
That's the word, foundation. You just sit there. Mm. It's just like that with football players or anybody. As long as they're not, I mean, what, less than one half of 0.1% go on to play professionally. I know that. That's true fact. Yeah.
Jasper, you're pulling
statistics out. And I'm very serious about that. But the same way. But it's something about the rest of their life. It's going to be with them.
Yeah.
And it builds a foundation. I know it did with me with Rockhurst High School, being a man for others, and what we carry on that tradition. Here I am, 45 years later, still doing it.
And 45 years? Okay.
I started Rockhurst in 1976.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, 41
when you were
10
years
ago.
Old. So, and the cool part about taking the performances and the benefit to Johnson County Community College, I mean, that hospitality and culinary program is world class.
I'm telling you, there's no building like it. I go over there, I'm overwhelmed. And David Ball's family is very involved with that also.
From Hen House, absolutely. And it launches kids on a successful path, too. So I think the collaboration of having it over here in Johnson County is very cool. Let's talk a little bit because, of course, it's the only time this year that people will be able to see the company in Kansas City. They're on their world tour.
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct. So they'll be here for 2 days only.
Yeah.
And those three performances are the only chance you'll have to see them until 2019.
Well, my friends, that's our cue, Miss Kimberly. So I'm thinking next weekend. I'm sorry, we got two weekends. There's a lot going on in Kansas City that weekend. But this is something. They can still get tickets. You can still get involved with this
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely. You can go on online to, of course, KC
yes.
Friends of Alvin Ailey or
KCFAA.org/inspire2017.
And the cool piece that I never get tired of seeing, Revelations, will, of course, be performed. I think during all performances, right?
Absolutely. So every time the Ailey 2 company performs or the main company performs, they always cap it with Alvin Ailey's masterpiece, Revelations.
And it is, I mean, I've got chills just thinking about that.
No kidding.
Yeah. So,
I cannot wait. Well, thank you for coming on today. We have a cherry pie for you to take home, my
Wonderful.
Friend.
Wonderful.
I'm going to make you eat that cherry pie no matter what.
We're going to put some meat on those bones.
That's right. Oh,
I'm going
on.
To brunch after this, so it's perfect.
Godfrey Riddle with Kansas City Friends of Alvin Ailey, the Inspire Benefit on March 4th.
What
great food, great dance.
I'm telling you, it's going to be something else here, of course. Being at the location they're going to in Johnson County Community College, that's even bigger. And what another great guest you brought in with Gina. Come on, Gina Reardon, that was something else.
Midwest Mardi Gras, No Kid Hungry, KC.
Jasper Morabli and Kimberly Stern celebrating 11 years on Live from Jasper's Kitchen. How about it, Ms. Kim?
Let's have a pie to celebrate.
Hey, cherry pie. Oh, my. We have some still to give away. Have a great weekend, my friends.
Enjoy the weather.